Thank you, Madam Chairperson. First, I would like to thank the speakers for their presentations. And thanks to the measures taken by office for in the field of the awareness of declaration and discrimination. Yes, I took floor, Madam Chairperson, for draw the attention of the office with regard to the awareness raising in the context of the discrimination on new drivers and causes. And I can say that dormant causes of the discrimination may be deep, may resulted in deepening and widening the discrimination among not only in the individuals, but also in the between the nation. I want to draw attention of the office that, for example, the unilateral coercive measures can be a part of the awareness raising, that these measures can make and deepen in long term the discrimination among nations and indirectly affect the situations of individuals in the targeted nations. For example, when we see the denial of the access to the technologies, scientific achievements, financial markets, or for example, banking systems for a specific targeted nations. So it means that in long term, they will be discriminatory, deprived from the opportunities for development. And in long term, they will suffer from the discrimination on the field of the right to health, to education, to many other fields of the human rights. So we think that the unilateral coercive measures and this kind of measures are the new forms and manifestations and drivers of the discrimination in future years, that from the future looking forward perspective of the measures and awareness awareness raising campaigns, it can be also addressed in this kind of campaigns by office and other countries, that we think that is important to take into account. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.